Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, where they've just landed in Indianapolis, and it's all brought to you by ProTrans. Brian Sexton along with Jeff Loggeman, and the story here in Indianapolis is whether or not Andrew Luck will play. He's not missed a start since they drafted him, but the shoulder has them concerned.
Well, obviously concerned enough that they went out and signed another quarterback, Josh Johnson, so that's going to be the news of the day tomorrow, whether he plays or not. If he can't go, then all of a sudden you're looking at a very old man at quarterback in Matt Hasselbeck. The Colts have major issues along the offensive line. I think what's been saving them in a lot of cases has been Andrew Luck's mobility. If Hasselbeck is back there, they're going to be in big trouble. You know, and I think the one thing that they will definitely do, regardless of whether Andrew Luck plays or whether Hasselbeck plays, is run the ball with Frank Gore. They really had a concerted effort with that last week, given their issues with their offensive line.
Jaguars this week have been talking about getting healthy, and one of the key guys will be Andre Branch, who will get back into the lineup and take some of the snaps from Chris Clemens. How so on the offensive line, but Luke Jokel's back.
Well, to start with Andre Branch, it's good that they have him back and then they're now going to have some depth, but Andre Branch does not wear a Superman cape. You know, he's a good football player, but he's not a game breaker, and certainly coming back from injury, you wouldn't have extremely high expectations of him. Luke Jokel coming back, watching him last week, he was a little bit gimpy running before the game at the New England Patriots, but he's going to have to end up blocking Robert Mathis. Robert Mathis has been a long time since he's played a full season. The last full season he had, what did he have, 19 sacks, somewhere along that. He's working his way back from the injury. Last week he played 20 snaps against the Tennessee Titans. He had one sack and he had two instances where he could have had two others. He's back to being Robert Mathis of old. He's just not getting the snaps of Robert Mathis of old.
All right, here's a story we haven't talked about in September in a long time, the division. And the Jaguars have an opportunity to get a leg up on the Colts if they could pull a win here.
Well, Gus Bradley has talked, and he really started that conversation last year about owning the division. Well, the Indianapolis Colts have owned the division. They've won 13 straight divisional games. If they want to own the division, they need to start beating the Colts and start it tomorrow.
All right, that's On the Road with the Jaguars. We'll have coverage all day tomorrow right here on Jaguars.com. Enjoy your evening.